So how we've organized this, and this is, again, a presentation that, Judge Dodd has put together, so I need to give him credit and his chambers credit, as well as the offices of, my colleagues. I did nothing other than cut and paste and put it into a PowerPoint. So we'll start with ethics for bankruptcy trustees.
Absolutely, and it's a it's an interesting area of the law to practice, just to be on the trustee side, because we do have duties and obligations to actually help debtors, but that can kind of run up against some of the ethical rules about talking to people who are represented by counsel, that, and we'll see that here in a second. But we've kind of structured this as hypotheticals, you know, kind of a little more fun. We're going to try to whip you all up into a frenzy, get excited, you know. So so feel free to jump in, ask questions, or, and we'll be asking you questions some. So the first fact scenario, and you can see that this was put together about a year ago. Some of the names are, dated, I think. I was going to change the names to Johnny and Amber, because my wife watched every minute of that. But our materials were already submitted, so it's Gil and Belinda. All right, so Gil Bates recently went through a divorce and had to file Chapter 13. His ex-wife Belinda calls my office and is somehow able to speak to me directly. She says, "I can't believe Gil filed bankruptcy. He owes me so much money. I called his lawyer's office and they told me to call you. That you can help me since you represent the unsecured creditors. So what should I do? And by the way, I know for a fact he has more money than he says he does, because his new girlfriend's been driving a Porsche all around town. And let me tell you about her." Y'all laugh, guys. It happens every day. All right, so first question. Do I, as the trustee, represent Belinda as a general unsecured creditor? Not everybody wants. No, I don't. I'm not her lawyer. I don't represent unsecured creditors. However, you would be stunned how many times I hear that, because truthfully, we use the general unsecured dividend as kind of a barometer to make sure that we're maximizing that, means that everything else is kind of falling into line. However, we do not represent the general unsecured creditors. Question two, and this is where it gets a little dicey. Can I give Belinda any legal advice? Can I answer any of these questions? Can I tell her how to file a claim? No, at least at my office, I would not. And so, and you'll see in your materials, Model Rule 4.3, dealing with an unrepresented person. It says, in dealing on behalf of a client with a person who is not represented by counsel, a lawyer shall not state or imply that the lawyer is disinterested, right? I have to tell her that I'm the trustee, that I'm a party in the case, that I'm an adverse party in the case for all intents and purposes. And then when the lawyer knows or reasonably should know the unrepresented person misunderstands the lawyer's role in the matter, a lawyer shall make reasonable efforts to correct the misunderstanding. The lawyer shall not give legal advice to an unrepresented person other than advice to secure counsel.
So Judge Norman, what do you do when you find out that a trustee has told someone how to file a proof of claim? What's your reaction to that?
I've never had that happen before, but I guess my reaction is to call them in and ask them why they did it.
So you would have a problem with the trustee telling an individual just how to file a proof of claim, or to file a
proof of claim? I would have no problem with telling them to file a claim. I would have a problem with how to tell them to do it.
Okay, so that's where you draw the line. Anybody draw the line somewhere different than you really need to file a proof of claim?
Innocent question, but can you at least tell them where on the website to find claims? Like,
sure.
Is that
sure.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and like Judge Isger was saying, I'll even say you may want to think about filing a claim. You may want to go talk with a lawyer about how. And so, like, in that implication, kind of telling them that way, but how to file the claim, what they need to put in the claim, what information.
No.
Yeah. No way.
So Lloyd, it's okay to tell them that there's a bar date and that they can find a proof of claim form on the court website or your website or something like that, but not how to fill out a claim form.
Correct.
Okay. Cool.
Anybody draw the line anywhere differently than that? Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Judge. Okay, and question number three, can I ask Belinda about her knowledge of Gil's financial affairs and the gifts and the Porsche and things like that? Can I ask her about that and have a conversation about that? Absolutely. One of the funnest parts of my job. Because we get great stories, and that's where we really get the dirt. However, I'll generally bear, you know, we get a lot of good stories. Very rarely do we get the follow through of getting provided documentation and evidence that the stories actually happened. And so, if it's something really bad, for example, I had one ex-wife and she was very angry, very bitter. And she said, would you want to know that my ex's chiropractor equipment and his building is going up for auction tomorrow? Who was the debtor? And I said, yes, I would like to know that. But, and she actually followed through and gave me the auction listing, and I was able to call the debtor's attorney and put a stop to it.